Welcome to another episode of the Ellie Forbid Sports Podcast, where you don't have to be a Buccaneers fan, but it sure does help. We got Harry Ford. How you doing here?
Always great to be here, Ellie.
We got me. I'm doing amazing. I'm Ellie Forbid, host. And I want to give some thank yous to Ariel, Sammy, Moshe, Kirza, and Nessia Bayowitz. We totally forgot them in our thank yous episode. Thank you guys. We need you guys in an episode. If it's Moshe from college football, anything you need, Oklahoma, he got it. Sammy Bayowitz, anything baseball. Ariel Bayowitz, anything Mets. And Tirza, and Nessia, anything would they watch.
Excellent. Thank you to the Bayowitzes. Ariel actually called in to the Ellie Forbid Sports Podcast hotline. For those listening at home, that's 1-800-ELLIE-FORBID. He called in, he left a message saying that Ellie Forbid was his favorite part of the show. So, you know, proud father here.
You see, I am the favorite. Some people may not like me, but I told you, I'm the favorite to our best friend. We got to see what Moshe and Sammy like. I know Moshe and Sammy definitely like me. I have two birthdays. I want to say happy birthday to Renan Bodek and Joseph Stein. Two guys that are great friends of mine. Really helped the podcast start out. Joe helps me with all my football. And Renan helps me with a lot of my basketball. Except tricking me for like a year that Joe Harris is the best player on the Nets. Let's start going to Deshaun Watson. We're not traded at the deadline. The deadline is over. Howie, what do you think of some deals that should have been made at the deadline?
Well, it's hard to know what deals should have been made. Personally, I would have loved to see the Bucks
Trade Rojo
and get themselves a great cornerback. You can never use enough help. On the other hand, Rojo is just a great running back sometimes. So maybe it's for the best. But Miami Dolphins, what a trash can of a dumpster fire franchise that is. They seem to have a chance at Deshaun Watson and they ended up not getting him. That team is going nowhere. They've had some disastrous drafts. They built a decent season on the shoulders of an old Ryan Fitzpatrick last year. Hard to know how Miami is ever going to get back to being a decent franchise. They are currently the worst team in my power rankings for the NFL.
So from our hot question from last night, if when the Rams got Von Miller, if they are the best defense in the league, our fan poll said 55% yes. I think they are the best defense by probably double that they are amount to the next defense. Howie, do you think that's a yes or a no?
Rams have the best defense in the NFL. They have the best offense in the NFL. Cooper Kupp, how are you going to stop him?
Yeah.
It's a big problem for us Tampa Bay fans. We've lost to the Rams. I hope that we will get them back in the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. We hope we get to play them in the NFC Championship. And our new hot question, our new poll, for we will be talking about next episode. Are the Dolphins the worst team in the NFL? Send your vote for your poll on the Ellie Foreman website or email HowieForeman@yahoo.com. And you could also call 617. Give me the rest of the number.
Well, no, the number for the show is 1-800-ELLIE-FOREMAN.
Wait, we have...
1-800-ELLIE-FOREMAN.
I never knew we had a hotline. Okay. I thought it was just calls to me. But, okay. My podcast got ahead. A hotline. We are competing with the Corona hotline to be the best hotline in sports. Give me a closing message, Howie.
I mean, there's only one closing message that this show has. You know it, guys. Have a great night.
Anchor, all rights reserved.